McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, The Marketplace, and by Marshland Credit Union. And now, here's your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, the Coastal Market, Marshland Credit Union, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Coach Bradley Warren.
Hey,
Coach,
Harold.
Well, this past Friday, we traveled across the bridge to face the Glen Academy Red Terriers and had quite a battle over there. Tell me about the highlights.
We played well. We held Glen Academy to, you know, less than 70 yards rushing, which was pretty big. They're a 6A playoff team from last year. We were down 15-6, just before the half, and we're inside the four-yard line, and official said we didn't score. Couldn't have been more than an inch away, so if we get that score, we, you know, scores 15-12, 15-13, 15-14, something like that.
Right.
So that hurt us a little bit, and in the second half, we still played well, but we came up a little short, so we lost 22-12, but played well. You know, they stuffed us some on – they stuffed our offense a little bit, but they're a good football team, so we had our work cut out for us. We did have three pretty good drives. We had a couple of really standout defensive plays that put the offense in scoring position, so it wasn't bad. I don't think there was 300 yards total between the two teams offensively, so it was a defensive stroke, you know, slugfest.
Well, and their scores came mostly, though, on big plays, didn't they?
Yeah, they hurt us early in the ball game on a pass that was contested. It was a great play. And then their second score was set up by a pass down to the one-yard line. So we didn't contest the pass really well. I think they were 6 for 6 for about 105 yards.
Well, and give them credit. You know, they had the revenge factor in mind from last year when they came up here, and we whipped them in a 14-14 tie.
That was a good ball game. Our kids, yeah. You know, I had a lot of compliments on how hard we're playing. You know, there's not a lot of single-A teams scheduling 6A ball clubs.
No, there's not. And if you beat that 6A school, it doesn't say a lot about the 6A school.
Yeah, I catch a little grief sometimes for scheduling, you know, those guys, but truth is a lot of people schedule you sometimes. So, you know, I'd rather maybe play somebody we enjoy like that is to drive to Augusta or Albany or somewhere and play somebody we've never heard of. And so
We used to travel to Augusta every other year to play one of the schools up there, and that's just quite a ride, and it's not really a rival school, and it's so much better to have. I can't imagine us taking Brunswick High and Glen Academy off the schedule, even if one's for the Jamboree or whatever. I mean, they're rival schools, and our kids get up for those, don't they?
Yeah, it's fun. It's kind of like big brother punching little brother punching big brother in the mouth. They're supposed to win. If they don't, you know, everybody wants to see the underdog.
That's right. Everybody's pulling for the underdog.
And Coach Grady and Coach Rocky are not in a good position when they play us. They're supposed to win, and know they've got a challenge on their hands. So that's, you know, I've been in those shoes as well.
They're sweating bullets. Oh, this is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, how did the – you said the offense – both offenses struggled because it was a defensive battle.
Yeah.
Who were your standouts on offense?
Offensive line, we felt like we got better across the board team-wise. Offensive line got better. They maintained some blocks that we hadn't maintained earlier in the games and scrimmages. Looked like we knew what we were doing a little better than we'd had in the past few weeks.
Well, I know, and, you know, we've talked about this. You got a bunch of new kids on the line. They lost a lot of seniors last year from the offensive line, and you said it would take a while for them to learn their positions, and it sounds like they're beginning to fall into place for you now.
They are. So, you know, they did a lot better on the O-line. offensively, we didn't really have anybody with any standout stats. Jarice Campbell had 2 touchdowns, but as far as his rushing total, it wasn't high. We had a lot of backs with 20, 30, 40, 50 yards. Only threw the ball a few times. They played ball control with us, so it was a fast game.
Mm-hmm. What defense did they run against you?
They ran a four-man front. I call it a G-front.
Uh-huh.
We cover both guards, try to keep our guards from pulling. And they ran a what today's called a 3-4, but it, against us it turns into an old slant 5-2.
Okay. And they have linebackers crashing on every play trying to –
Yeah, it was a pretty good battle. I mean, some plays they would win, some we would win. So, like I said, we had three pretty good drives, ended up with 2 scores. And then we had the defense set us up a couple times pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Any passing yardage for the Bucks?
No. We got a seemed like an drop ball, a scramble on a ball, and then a interception.
Okay. Did you have West Neal?
Yeah, he quarterbacked.
Quarterback. He's a good ball handler. He's fast too.
Yeah.
How about on defense?
Defense. Now we played really well. We're not very big, but we run well. We get off blocks quick and refit when somebody does block us. So we held them, I think, I don't know, it was like 62 to 68 yards rushing on 28 carries, so they didn't have a lot.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, we're going to be in a lot of ball games if we do that. Some teams that don't have a D1 wide receiver and a professional quarterback.
In the Jamboree, the other two teams, Brunswick and Long County, did not run the ball at y'all at all.
We've got a good run defense right now. We're getting better against the pass. Like I said, we were there. The ball, we just didn't win the tug of war over the football.
Yeah.
We got to contest the ball a little better. But I guess, you know, the main standout on defense this week was Ladarius West. He had 9 solo tackles and 2 tackles for a loss.
Wow.
Yeah, playing on the edge. So picked up our own kid. He did pretty well.
Did they hold Lake Linton down, or did he get his?
He had a good game. I think he had like 8 tackles.
Yeah. You know,
they tried to block him, but he still had a good ball game.
Who else stood out on the defense for you?
Our defensive line, Daniel Rush, DeAndre Bacon, Tyrese Campbell did extremely well.
You're playing a lot of kids both ways.
Yeah, playing a few. Jalen Nelson had a good ball game. You know, there was a fumble. He scooped it up and ran it down to the 1.
Oh, boy.
And it was really a touchdown. The officials missed the call, and admittedly so, they missed the call. That's not anything I'm making up. Where, you know, they said, hey, we missed that one. Just happened so fast that the official that made the call was way out of position.
Yeah.
And, we ended up scoring on that particular series, but kept Jalen from getting a touchdown on a scoop and score. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, put one down for him in the books and put an asterisk by it.
Ran it down to the 1-foot line.
Yep. Yeah. He did all the hard work that one.
The ball hit the pylon, and he fell across the end zone. I don't know. It was a tough one to swallow, but we scored, so no harm, no foul.
All right. Okay, more to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Are you looking for a better way to bank hometown people that you know? Look no further than Marshland Credit Union. Marshland Credit Union is here to help, no matter if it's a mortgage, car loan, or even finding financing for that boat you've always wanted. 7 convenient locations in Glen and surrounding counties, checking, savings, you name it. Marshland Credit Union wants to be the answer to your banking needs. MarshlandCU.com, 912-279-2000. Marshland Credit Union, a better way to bank.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jets Pharmacy, and by Marshland Credit Union. Okay, Coach, we've talked about the game last week against Glenn Academy Red Terriers. We lost 22-12, but the Bucks played hard and showed that they can stand up against those teams. We probably had a couple of touchdowns that maybe we should have gotten, but we didn't. We've talked about the offensive line and the offense, a little bit about your defense. How about your special teams? We haven't talked about them yet.
Some of the special teams, the coverage stuff, we're doing pretty well on the punt coverage, the kick coverage for the most part. We almost had them squirt through a wedge on the kickoff return, but for the most part, that's doing well. We're still struggling on our punt returns, even fielding the ball, and it had a lot to do with the punter. He was booming them. He was a collegiate-level punter. He was pretty good. And then kickoff returns, you know, he could kick them in the back of the end zone or down to the two, so they didn't look very good either. But I think as the more we go this season, the better the special teams will get. We're still struggling with extra points, especially personnel not listening, paying attention to the game. So we made a switch this week going into the West Nassau that should help our extra point team. So we'll see.
You having problems with the snap or the hold or just blocking?
You name it. We've had problems all with the snap, the hold, the kick, the blocking, the personnel. It's been a nightmare. From coaches not paying attention to kids not paying attention to miss block, not wanting to be out there. So we feel like we've got a remedy for it right now that should work. We've got 11 people that want to be out there on it, and they're working hard to get better.
Good, good. It's tough sometimes to – everybody that looks at that kicking extra points as something that should be easy.
Like we gave up a two-point conversion Fridays from being just straight lazy.
Yeah,
we just said, oh, they're not going to run this two-point conversion. We'll walk over there and show them we know what to do, and we'll be all cool, and they'll kick it. And they said, if you're going to walk over there, we'll throw it. They threw it, got two.
Yeah. You got to be ready for anything at any time. Anything else you want to talk about on last week's game? Up on it?
Just, felt like we got better. I felt like Glenn got better as well. So it wasn't just us. It was a pretty good ball game as a whole.
Okay. We're off this week.
Yeah. Good week to be off. We've got an off week going to the Border Bowl. We've got a week to get a little, to get some reps in that we need. That's all we did yesterday was work corrections and fundamentals. And we'll do the same thing Tuesday and Wednesday this week. And Thursday we'll play a JV game at Claxton, and we'll take Friday off, and then come back and go to work against West Nassau on Monday.
And we'll talk about West Nassau in the next segment. You go to Claxton to play their JV.
The Pecan Grove.
The Pecan Grove. Oh, I remember that place well. And they've been getting some rain up there, so it's probably going to be the Mud Pecan Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, unless they've done something to drain that field better. What classification is Claxton in now?
They're one above us in the division, so single A Division One.
And we're in Division Two.
Single A Division Two.
We're one of the smaller schools.
Yep.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I know you probably don't get any game film for JV games, but what can you expect from their JV?
Their JV typically and ours play a good ball game. I think we've played about every year when I've been back. They've been running a 3-5 defense and a spread offense, but their coach played at Georgia Southern. He's got an option background, so kind of half expect to see the option at some point.
I would expect it. It's pretty good offense, too.
Yeah.
If you got good backs and a good quarterback, that can be a devastating offense. Georgia Southern used to run that thing pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be good. How many JV games have you got scheduled for the year?
Seven.
That's good. You're getting these kids all the experience.
Yeah, they get a lot. We dressed 34 the other night, so it tells you how young we are on the varsity.
That's good. That's good. I just noticed you've got like 55 kids total out there, and the program is growing.
Yeah, yesterday was our biggest number we've had all year. We had 85 kids at practice, and that was high school and middle school.
Okay.
So wow. They look like little ants with gold helmets running around.
Speaking of the middle school, they've got a game coming up this week?
Yep, they play Wednesday at, let's see here, on the Arthur Williams. I think it's Wayne County School. So they won one of their preseason games, and they had a jamboree, and then they got beat by Ware County the other day pretty handily. I think it was 32-8 loss, but Ware's much bigger, and they've got a really good middle school football program right now.
Yeah, so their middle schools are bigger than our high school, so yeah. By far.
So we didn't do very well there in the first half, or first quarter, Coach said. He said we played the second, third, and fourth quarter pretty well. Then, let's see, I don't remember who they have after that. They play six or seven ball games in their league schedule, too.
Does the middle school have a playoff system?
They do.
So, I guess everybody in the...
There's a north and a south, and they take the top two out of each conference, the north and south, and they go to a four-man playoff system.
Okay. And that's good to get them extra playoff experience.
We've made it 1 year. So I think we finished third that year. And then last year we didn't make it. We were one game shy.
Okay. Well, we're off this week. Then next week, we got the Florida-Georgia border wars.
Yeah.
Are they going to try to make this an annual event?
That's what I'm told.
I hope so. It sounds exciting. I'm really interested in seeing some of these games. And then we can find out which state gets bragging rights for the border championship.
Yeah.
So you know what that means, Coach. There's a lot of pressure for y'all to pull off your game. And, of course, that game is Thursday the 8th. Thursday the 8th at 5 o'clock. September
the
8th. And it's at the Glenn County Stadium on the turf.
Is that new turf was a little slick. It was super nice, but it was a little slick with the rain.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up because I was wondering. Did it play like grass? Did the kids complain?
It was pretty comfortable. It was really nice looking. It was slick. I think that was from it being new and the mist, the rain that was on it.
Yeah.
It definitely hurt us a couple times on some potential big running plays. We just absolutely
lost
and fail.
Yeah, that does hurt.
One of them was a huge play, and they just busted it. They did too. It wasn't just us. They did too. So.
Okay. Well, we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown grocer in Darien, Coastal Market Grocery Store at 5214 U.S. Highway 17. No matter if you're stocking up for the big game this weekend, getting ready to tailgate for the Buccaneers, having friends over, or just a quiet dinner at home. And now serving breakfast from 7 to 11. Be sure to check out our deli and bakery for unbeatable deals. The Coastal Market Grocery Store. Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment is brought to you by the Coastal Market and by Cunningham Jewelers. Well, Coach, before we had to break for the commercials, we were fixing to talk about the border wars coming up. And Buccaneers kick this event off on Thursday, September the 8th at 5 o'clock against West Nassau out of Florida. And I know nothing about that school other than you drive down I-95 south into Florida somewhere and you'll find them down there somewhere.
It's in Callahan, Florida.
Callahan, Florida. I know where Callahan is. Okay. Well, tell me about that school. Y'all have tape on them?
Yeah, we got some tape on them. They, I think they're a AAA classification in Florida. They run 3-5 defense, an old school wing tee, shoot-a-shoe, double wing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be interesting.
You're used to defending that kind of
offense.
Yeah, we
might know a little bit about that.
Well, what do they look like running that offense?
It looks like to me it was pretty good last year. It looks like to me this year he graduated a lot. And he's got a lot of young inexperienced starters. So, they'll get better each week. We'll have to hopefully contend with our young guys. I mean, it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah. Are they pretty big on the line?
They are. I feel like they've got a size advantage, and I feel like we've got a speed advantage.
Okay. What about their skilled positions?
I think we've got an overall speed advantage, but they've got probably two, arguably three kids that could hurt you and make you pay if you don't defend them well. They could go 80 yards on you.
Ooh. Do they throw the ball at all?
They do a little. I don't know, probably – probably average 10 a game, maybe.
Now, are they throwing it down the field, or are they just trying to do screens? And
both.
Both?
Yeah, do both. They run mostly. They do have a little bit of a passing game. They threw a touchdown pass in their last game off play action, and then they have some spread concepts that they like to throw as well.
Yeah, do you know how many points they're averaging per game this year?
No, I don't. Seems like they won 21-6 or something last week.
Okay. How about our offense against their defense? How do you think we'll match up?
They run a 3-5 that is very active. They blitz quite often. They're not as athletic as Johnson out of Savannah was. So if they're going to blitz us, we know they're going to hit us some, and we're going to run right by them some too.
Okay. Okay.
That's pretty accurate. They play some zone coverage, though, where Johnson was a lot of man coverage schemes.
You think we can think we'll have more success running up the middle or trying to get to the outside?
I don't know. It depends on what they attack us with. If they're bunching up the middle, the outside will be open. If they're coming off the edges, and hopefully we'll check the inside game.
Okay. Another cat and mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Always is, isn't it?
Our play action's getting better, so they're going to have to honor that as well.
Good, good. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, it sounds like it might be another brawl.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a good one.
When you watched them on film, did they seem to be as physical and hard-hitting as what our defense has been showing?
They're a physical team. I feel like if they can't line up and run over us, they're probably going to be, have a hard night and be in trouble. If they line up and run over us, we may be the ones in trouble. I feel like they're going to have a hard time contending with our speed as well.
Okay. Well, hopefully the Buccaneers will be up to the challenge and for defending the state, because they do start it out, and it would be great for Georgia to be up 1-0 after that first game. Is there another game on Thursday night after ours?
Yeah, Glenn Academy plays Creekview out of Florida.
Don't know anything about Creekview.
I think that's Creekside or Creekview, something like
Creekside,
that.
Creekside, Creekview. Yeah, I know we've got a team in Georgia by a similar name, so that's
– yeah.
But I know nothing about the Florida
teams.
That's
Thursday night games. And Friday night games, Charlton plays University Christian, and Brunswick plays Bowles.
Oh.
And then there are three games on Saturday.
I think Bowles is one of the better teams down in Florida.
I've
heard of them, yeah. So that folks ought to get out, and that'll be a war to watch.
Yep.
Brunswick High's passing game will be something to see as we saw it.
Yeah, pretty tough.
Yep, they were. Okay, well, we got Claxton coming up this week for the JV. The middle school's got a game coming up. The Buccaneers are off, so we got two out of three of the teams competing this week. And then next week, of course, we're on Thursday. What else have you got? You got middle school and JV again next week?
Yeah, we play a middle school game. Our JV game. I don't think we're other until the 15th, so maybe we're off. And we've got an academy game.
Maybe that might be a Monday game. I'm gonna have to look and see when we had to move that game.
Okay. Well, everything's shaping up for the season here, and we're off this week. Border War next week, and then the following week we finally get back home to Buccaneer Field, and I know everybody is anxious and looking forward to that. Got Lanier County coming in.
Yeah, we do.
Single A school.
Yeah, we're in our own classification for a change.
And if you look at the map, which we have over here to the left, Lanier County is not that far away. It's one of the smaller counties in the state. But they have football players over there that like to hit pretty tough. So it's going to be a challenge for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, we've seen them in the passing 7-on-7 league this summer, and they've got some skill kids.
Yep,
running backs pretty good, a couple wide receivers.
Well, and the other sport that's going on this season, of course, is girls softball
and volleyball.
I forgot about that. So how are we doing in those two sports?
Good numbers in both, competitive in both. Then we've got, girls cross country is being ran right now too. That's led by Maddie McMahon. That little cross country team's pretty good.
That's good. Well, she's a two sport athlete for you.
And maybe more sport than that.
Well, that's great. All right, Coach. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, you got anything to say before we sign off?
No, just go Bucks.
All right, go Bucks. And I'm Harold Webster, and we're signing off. Goodbye. Okay.